Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Callum O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Multiple brands have been found to be funding extremist groups with their advertising. Tencent is set to launch paid content features on WeChat, and Naver and Kakao have each launched their own AI chatbots. Following an investigation by the Times newspaper, multiple international brands have been forced to suspend significant proportions of their digital advertising campaigns. Brands such as cancer charity Marie Curie, Mercedes-Benz and the Victoria and Albert Museum in London have been impacted by the investigation's results after it was found that their ads were funding extremist and terrorist groups on the web. Currently, any advert played before a YouTube video can earn a video's owner around £5 per 1,000 views. Jaguar Land Rover, which was involved in the claims, has said that it was very concerned and that the controversy was a consequence of the advertising technology being used. All the brands involved were using programmatic ads, something which is becoming more and more common in its use by agencies. However, this means that the adverts have funded extremist groups, such as a recent promotion for the new Jaguar F-Pace, which funded a user who posted a pro-ISIS video with over 115,000 views. The agencies involved, such as Publicis and WPP, have denied any misconduct. Tencent has confirmed that it plans to launch paid services for content on its WeChat app. Whilst only official accounts will be affected by the new function, it's thought that it'll become available to normal users at some point in the future. Currently, the paid feature is being tested by a select number of these official accounts, which allows users to post ads on content released on the platform. A report from iResearch found that over half of Chinese internet users would be happy paying for content, whilst Tencent itself found that 55% of users had paid for similar services elsewhere in the past year. South Korean giants Naver and Kakao have each begun using their own AI technologies in chatbots. Both platforms have started to incorporate the technology in a bid to introduce the ability for users to complete transactions through each of their messaging services. Naver has also released a Domino's Pizza chatbot that allows users to order food. The messaging company said that by using location technology, consumers no longer have to figure out the location or phone number of a nearby Domino's outlet, explaining that an order can be placed via a simple button within the chatbot. This comes at the same time that Naver also launched a shopping chatbot, which acts as a shopping assistant on e-commerce sites hosted by the company. It added that 12% of people who used the bot ended up buying the product they asked about. Meanwhile, Kakao has set up a new division of the company dedicated entirely to developing its AI chatbot, a technology which it recently introduced to its Plus Friends service. The 10 most valuable brands in Latin America have been revealed in a report from Brand Z. It was found that of the top 10 brands in the region, half were beer manufacturers. The top of the list was Skol, which was valued at $7.8 billion, followed by Corona, ahead of third-placed telecom company Telcel. However, the retail sector was the fastest growing in the region, with a 20% growth in value over 2015, even though only one such brand appeared in the top 10. And finally, Baidu has completed an acquisition of RavenTech, a Chinese company known for its development of its AI assistant technology. As part of the acquisition, Baidu now has control over all RavenTech technology and its 60 employees. The AI assistant has been compared to Apple Siri or Amazon Alexa, although it's failed to take off in China. This comes at the same time that Baidu has started its own business that is set to run its Duo digital assistant. The Raven Tech CEO, Cheng Liu, has said that his business will now work with the Dewar team on new product development. Baidu recently closed down its own medical unit in order to focus more heavily on its own AI technology. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.